And blessings we multiply to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast, to the continuation of the message, Pursuing Holiness. Hebrews 12:14 tells us, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. And last time I told you that holiness is not a product of your human ability. It is a product of your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. If you want to enjoy a constant supply of the Spirit's power, you must spend time alone with God in prayer every day. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, we read in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, that when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form upon him like a dove. And so you see that when Jesus opened his mouth in prayer, God also opened the heavens and poured out his Spirit upon him. That's going to happen to you too every time you take time to pray. Now, let's join in the message and be blessed.
My own encounter and intimacy with the Holy Spirit began. I was inspired by Dr. Mike Murdoch. It began by keeping daily appointments with God in a place that I call the secret place. A place in my house. It could be your closet. It could be a special corner and say, God, you and I, this is our meeting spot. This is where we meet every day, preferably at a set time. And gradually, God honors that. As you are just coming to the presence of the Lord, he will be I just notice certain things changing in me without me trying to struggle to stop doing those things. Because as I'm walking out, he's walking in. As I'm walking out. But if you don't present yourself, if the only time God hears your voice, he sees you, is when you are in church, you are really restricting what the Holy Spirit can do. There's so much he wants to do in your life and in my life. In fact, he told me, he said to tell you, this year of manifested glory, if you will keep daily appointments with him in prayer, in the study of the word, he says he's going to reveal himself to you in a way you've never known before. Some of us, is going to give us heavenly revelations. So we need to come up higher. He told Apostle John, he said, come up higher. Come to the mountain. You cannot stay in the valley and encounter God. You have to come up to the mountain. Jesus, that was what our Lord Jesus did. The Bible says he will often go to the wilderness by himself or to the mountain and pray. And that is why he could have such intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And that's why he could accomplish a life of holiness. That's why he could do all he could do for the Father. And that's how he could not fall to sin at any one time. People of God, to live a life of holiness, prayer must not be something that you just do occasionally. It must be a daily affair. You mustn't just pray or seek God when you are in trouble or when you have a need. But you must seek to know him. Know him. That should be your prayer point every single day of your existence. Exodus 33:13. Seek to know him. The Lord said, tell my people to stop making prayer just a lifeline. Make prayer a lifestyle. You know the difference? Lifeline is like a helpline. Dial 911 and call. God doesn't want to be used. You know, I told you at the beginning of the year, he said, I'm done being sugar daddy to people. He said, those that will receive anything from me this year are those that will seek me first for me. Not because of what they want. They will seek my face. First and foremost, not just seeking my hand. God will help you and me in Jesus' name. Don't reduce your times with God to a public show. I tell you, there are some levels you will never get in God if your only interaction with Him is in the church. There is a place for coming to church. Don't get me wrong. Hebrews 10, it tells us we are not to forsake the assembly of our fellow believers. However, He's calling us, D-I-C, specifically as a church, to the secret place. He's calling us to the place of intimacy. Because there are certain things you will never encounter until you take time to spend with God every single day. When you're all alone with God, He will reveal Himself to you in a very real, personal, and intimate way. And look at it. The more real God becomes to you, the more natural it will come to you to talk with Him during the day and to ask for His help. The Lord told me, He said, the reason why when people are in trouble, prayer is not the first thing they do, the last thing. After they've called their uncle in Chicago and they've called their best friend in Illinois and they've called all that they want to call and even pastor doesn't pick up his phone, then they remember to call God. But if you and God are tight through a daily relationship that you build, when something comes your way, the first person you will call is God. It will just come naturally because you're already used to communing with Him regularly. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ, He told us in Matthew 6, verse 6, He says, when you pray. Now, before this verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ said, don't be like the Pharisees who love to pray publicly. Now, He wasn't saying it's wrong to pray publicly, but He was just saying, don't make your relationship with me a public show. So He said, when you pray, look at it in verse 6, Matthew 6. He said, go where? Into your room. This is His preference. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in what? In private. And then your Father in private will see you, who sees everything, will reward you. The reward of seeking God, investing in a daily relationship with Him, being alone with Him, they are unquantifiable. And the reason why a lot of us are not changed, we still curse the way we used to curse. We still backbite the way we used to backbite. We don't care about our co-worker who is going to hell. It's because we don't encounter Him on a daily basis. God told Moses in Exodus 33, He said, no flesh can see me and live. Flesh represents carnality. So if there is still carnality living in your life, it means you've not seen Him. And the only place that He reveals Himself to you so up close and personal is in the secret place. Can you preach to somebody and say, get alone with God? So there are some changes He will not do in your life. There are some breakthroughs you will never ever experience until you take time to be alone with God. Look at the man Jacob, for instance. I'm going to end with this scripture. Genesis 32, 24. It was when he was alone with God. God changed his identity. God changed his destiny. This year, your identity will be changed. This year, your destiny will be changed. But you have to get alone with God. It's a price you have to pay. And he said, tell them, not just time, give me quality time. What do we women love to complain a lot? My husband doesn't give me enough time. Give God quality. I'm not saying that's me, please. My husband gives me a full day every week. So you all don't look at me funny. I'm not talking about pastor here. But women like to say that. So God says, give me beyond 15 minutes. Give me, spend time with God. And so, there are some things God didn't deal with in Jacob's life until Jacob was all alone with God. Look at it in Genesis 32, 24. The word of God tells us Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him. Now, in your Bible, even on the screen. Is M in uppercase or lowercase? Is in upper right uppercase. Can you all see it? Which means is what? Is not ordinary man. It's God. You know, many times when we think about the story of Jacob wrestling with God, it's not Jacob wrestling with God. It's God wrestling with Jacob. It's in that scripture. Can you see? A man wrestled with Jacob. God is the one that initiated that. There are some things God wants to wrestle out of your life. But he will not do it until you are left alone with him. He will not do it until you take the sacrifice to get alone. And in Jacob's case, God wanted to wrestle out the spirit of lying. He wanted to wrestle out the spirit of deception. And so he wrestled with him until the break of day.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I want to know you, Lord. I want to see you.